stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on radio. It's Sam in the Morning, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, January 24th. We're here in the studio. Brigetta's here. Everybody's here. And we're here to entertain you. Good morning.
Good morning. You know what I really hate?
What do you hate?
Flat tires.
You still have one.
It just sucks balls. Like, I don't know when my dad UPS me tires, so I don't know when they're going to be here. Hopefully, he was saying Wednesday or Thursday, so either tomorrow or Thursday they should be here, thank God.
Were they not able to fix the flat?
No, they weren't able to fix it. It was literally, it was driven on the sidewalk. So when you drive on a flat longer than you're supposed to, that's what happens.
The tire's gone, huh?
Yeah, it's kaput. It's gone. Like, I don't even know how my rim is okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you were driving on it, huh?
Yeah.
It was totally flat?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Didn't even realize. I mean, this was, we had a fun, this was like when it started the fun night. So
right.
Who knows how long. And like, I was thinking, well, my sister and I, we were doing all this stuff. Like, so who knows? We were just weren't paying attention. We had the music loud, you know.
Yeah. Ignoring it.
Kind of, yeah. Idiot.
Make it go away.
Stupid blonde. You know what I mean? Like, right?
Well, as long as it gets, so you're driving on what? On your spare tire now?
Yeah.
You can't drive it fast?
No, you can't drive it fast. It wobbles a little bit. Can't drive in the rain. it's smaller, so it takes more spins or more to go around, you know. And so, yeah, it's not good. You're not supposed to ride on it more than, I think, 50 miles.
Yeah.
And I've already gone past that.
I know. I did too once or twice when I had flat tires.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like.
Yeah, you just drive and you hope you'll get there in time because. God knows you don't want to get stuck anywhere on the freeways here.
I know.
Wow.
Like, and then you in the rain, you're like, oh, I love the rain. And I'm like, no, please. It was the worst
drive. Look, just because I love it, it doesn't mean that we're getting it because I want it.
Yeah, know? Well, you were putting it out there.
Oh,
I'm still blaming you.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
If I put it out there, it's going to rain?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'd like it to rain tonight. How's that?
No! No, I'm tired of the rain.
Yeah. Now, when you grew up, was there a lot of rain there in Maryland?
There was a lot of rain. Here's the thing. I don't mind the rain sometimes.
Right.
But not when I'm trying to work out, not when I have a flat tire. It doesn't work in the rain. Especially when idiots here in L.A., excuse me, they don't know how to drive when it's raining.
Yeah.
They're retarded.
True. It's true, yeah.
But yeah, in Maryland, it's a lot of thunderstorms, thunder and lightning.
Right.
So we grew up with that, yeah.
Did you have a lot of snow there, too?
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
So in the winter, it usually snows once a week. I mean, a lot. So blizzards galore.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I can see why you wouldn't want that, you know. But
I'm
here,
sick of it.
Yeah, here the same. It's the same thing every day, you know.
I like it. Because then I know that I can go outside tomorrow and I can run and do whatever I want.
Right.
And, yeah, I don't have to worry about it. Where, you know, back east, it's like, it's freaking cold, it's wet.
Yeah.
It's when you don't feel good. That's when people start getting sick.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it just sucks. I don't want wet feet. I don't want it.
Okay.
That's why I moved here.
All right. Okay.
I'm whining.
I mean, we hardly had any rain this winter. What, a couple of days of rain?
I feel like if it's gonna have to be wet, then let it snow. Let it snow.
Yeah.
Let it snow, which would be really weird here in LA. But
you can go up on the mountains. It snows there.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you been to Big Bear at all?
I have. It's been a while, but.
Yeah.
Actually, I have a gift certificate I really need to use there.
Really?
So, yeah, I kind of want to go soon, depending on what the weather is like. But
yeah.
I wanted to go to Mount Baldy last week.
Yeah, I've heard that's pretty beautiful,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's amazing. Do you ski or snowboard?
No,
or
I would love to, though.
Yeah.
I just didn't grow up on skiing because I grew up in weather climate like this, like we have here.
Yeah.
So I never got a chance to really get into skiing, but I would like that.
You should take the lesson. Yeah.
Just the clothes and the, and the glasses.
The clothes are a lot. Like that kind of irks me. I mean, I like the process of wearing it all. Like it's cute. Like I want to feel like a snow bunny, like a sexy snow bunny.
Right.
It's really weird, but because you know I grew up going to we went to the mountains like every weekend. That's what we did. We went skiing all the time. Mm-hmm. So I grew up skiing. Tried snowboarding. I suck at it, so really? I just gave up on that real quick.
Is that harder than skiing?
My experience was awful.
Really?
You want to hear about this experience?
Sure.
This was so bad. This was my birthday's on Christmas, so we went up. This is probably, gosh, I was 21 maybe. Went up to, I was living in North Carolina at the time, and I went up to Killington, Vermont, and I killed myself at Killington. Basically, I went up there, and the guy that I was dating at the time, he's from Vancouver, so he goes to Whistler all the time, which is, you know, it's totally different there. It's like, you know, it's poopy snow. Like, I went there with him, and it's amazing to ski there. It's like, you have to learn how to ski all over again, because it's much snow. Because I grew up on the East Coast, and the East Coast, it's all ice, so you learn how to ski on ice, basically. It's just, like, thin and just you're sliding on ice, so you know how to turn pretty well.
Yeah.
So anyway, we go up to Vermont, which is all ice, and I'm like, okay. He's like, you don't need a lesson, I'll teach you how. Okay. You know, I'm like, sure. And I kind of questioned it, but I'm like, all right, whatever. And didn't wear wrist guards or anything, just because I ski. I'm like, I surf, so I should be able to snowboard, right?
Exactly. You can balance.
Yeah. No, didn't happen. So instead of taking me on, there's several levels. Since you don't ski, there's the bunny slope, which is like the beginner. Like, you know, you go on there before you go anywhere else. Then there's the green, which is easy. Mm. But sometimes you like to start on green because they're usually longer trails and they're kind of flat, but they're nice to like glide and just talk to friends or, you know, kind of thing. And then there's blue, which is like a little bit more difficult. And then there's black, which is like all moguls mostly. And then there's double black, which is like all moguls and jumps and whatnot.
Wow.
And that's for like experts.
Yeah.
But on the East Coast, greens are really blues are really blacks really double blacks are triple, because like it's worse because of the ice, that's why.
I see.
So when you're on the green, it's really like a little bit harder.
Yeah.
So I mean, you have to be, you're a pretty good skier usually, like people on the East Coast, if you learn there. So anyway, he takes me up, not on the bunny slope. He's like, you don't need that, you're not a pussy, you can you're not going on that. I'm like, what? All right, fine. So then he takes me up, not on the green, on the blue, which is blue is really like black. I mean, there were moguls there, and it was awful. So we get to the top, very first run. He's like, whatever you do, don't put your arms down. Well, I was tired of falling on my ass because I've broken my ass before.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I've broken 33 bones, maybe more
serious?
Than that. Yeah.
How did you do that?
Just sports and
really?
Stupidness and just being a daredevil.
You've injured
idiot.
Yourself so many times doing all that stuff, huh?
It's because I'm a daredevil.
Yes,
and I'm just
you
like,
are.
Let's just try it. Let's do it. And I don't think, I just do, you know?
Yeah.
So, especially when I was younger. and I just played all kinds of sports. But so I was like, I don't want to break my ass because that sucked big time. And I just don't want to do it. And I kept falling. I'm like, ow, this hurts. So I put my arm down after he said not to, literally 5 minutes later, and it went snap, snap, snap.
Wow.
And I was screaming and like, I mean, it was the worst pain. I've broken so many bones, and I have to say the worst pain ever was my nose and my wrist.
Wow.
It was just awful. And it was like protruding through the gloves that I just bought.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, they had to take me down in the toboggan sled all the way down to like ER. And I go to the hospital and they snap it back in and everything and fix me up. And the worst part is that they gave me Vicodin. Well, I had morphine at first. I had like a bunch of morphine. I could still feel it. I'm like, this is awful.
Wow.
And I get out of there and then they give me Vicodin. And then I have to go back to the hospital within 20 minutes because I found out I'm allergic to Vicodin.
Wow.
So it was like this whole
ordeal.
How did
you find that out?
Because I broke out in hives
really?
Like 20 minutes after they gave it to me.
Wow.
So, I mean, it was everyone. I couldn't breathe. I'm like, so I had to go back in the hospital. And I don't remember what they did. I forget because I was so fucked up and out of it. So they gave me some like Percocet and whatever else. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to ruin anyone's trip because we're here for Christmas and New Year's. It's my birthday. This sucks balls. But I don't want to ruin anyone else's trip because we were up there with a bunch of people. And we were staying in house. And I was like, look, I'm going to be cool about this. you guys continue and go skiing and snowboarding. It's all good. I'll stay in the lodge. You know, I'll take a bunch of my Percocets. I'll be fine.
Have a couple drinks with those.
Oh, yeah. I was drinking with Percocets. It was the most awful pain. And then I wound up smoking up a lot because it was the worst pain that the pain medicine could not, I mean, it wasn't working. And right. drinking on it wasn't working. And I was still crying in so much pain. I had to keep my arm up the whole time.
Right.
It was just, I mean, it was so bad. Like, just putting it down, the pressure was insane. I mean, I'm talking for months later. It was awful.
Wow.
But, yes, I smoked a lot of weed on top of it just to try and, like, null the pain.
Did that help?
It helped. It did.
Really?
It helped a lot. It
Whoa.
Really did. I was like, okay. This is so, I'm like, I don't even like smoke it, but I like started to just because I had to nullify the pain. It was that bad.
Wow.
And, I was like, I looked at my ex or my guy at the time and I was like, you are paying for this because now you have to wash my hair for the next 6 months. Like, you now have to do everything. He had to bathe me and wash me and dress me.
Oh my God.
I mean, because I couldn't lower my arm. It was that bad. Like, it had to stay up the whole time.
Right.
So I couldn't do anything. It was just like an invalid.
Yeah.
It was awful. Feed me everything. I mean, it was the worst.
But you didn't learn anything from that, and you kept on breaking your bones after that.
I learned not to go back on a damn snowboard on the East Coast. I mean, I want to get back up and do it again because that's just me.
Right.
But I don't want to do it there. I would never go on the East Coast and do it again. It would have to be out here. It would have to be in like cushiony, velvety snow.
I see. So the snow there like doesn't give because it's too cold and it's ice.
It's just freaking cold.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally it's ice. You're on ice. So I mean, it depends where you go to, but pretty much everything on the East Coast, you learn how to ski on ice. It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
I
know. It's like, you know, I guess in snowy climates, people know how to tell the difference between one kind of snow and another.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't know the difference.
Yeah, you know? Like you want the fresh powder. And then it was crazy because, you know, like I said, I grew up on that. And then I go to Whistler and I'm like, this is all powder. This is how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Like, I kept falling. But it was funny because I'm like, I never fall. I'm like, I never fall. Why am I falling? Because it's so much cushion and I wasn't used to it. And I had to, like, learn how to ski through that. So, I mean, now I go all the time. Now it's not a big deal. And no, I don't fall. But I also am not a speed queen like I used to be. I used to be like, let's race down the mountain as fast as we can go. And I don't do that anymore. I'm like, you know what? I don't want to be broken.
Yeah.
I'm tired of it.
Where do you think you got that sense of adventure? Was that like in your parents or anything?
No.
Just in the blood?
I mean, maybe my dad, I guess, because, you know, he's into motorsports and he's in a lot of different sports. I guess that maybe from him. My mother, not really. She's not really into, she skied before and all that and she's pretty good, but no.
But you've done a lot more than skiing.
Oh yeah, I do everything.
Yeah.
Everything. And I do more than they do. And my dad's kind of a daredevil in a way. He likes, you know, fast. He races. You know, like he races the cars and motorcycles and, you know, dirt bikes. We kind of grew up on that. So we had four-wheelers. I mean, we have four-wheelers growing up, too, because it snows so much in the winter that who the hell wants to shovel the driveway? It's a mile long.
Yeah.
Are you going to shovel your driveway that's a mile long? No. We're not. So they bought us four-wheelers, and we had, like, a shovel on the front of it, so it would, like, scoop up the snow and push it on the side. So it's like, okay, who's going to shovel the driveway? Okay, I will, because I'll get to play with the four-wheeler.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So that was fun.
Yeah.
But, yeah, growing up and all that, it's just cold. I'm tired of being wet and cold.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I like it here.
I can understand that. You know, a lot of people move from there just because of that reason.
Yeah,
you
know? Exactly.
Yeah.
And people don't know how to drive here. Like, you know, I get pissed off when people can't drive in the damn snow. Like I drive in snow. It's fine. Get over it. You know, if it's the black ice you have to be worried about. But, you know, when it rains, it's just rain. Why are you so paranoid? You know? And it's not. It's just so annoying. It's so frustrating here with that. That pisses me off. And
The roads get oily and stuff, don't they?
Well, they get oily everywhere.
Yeah.
And anywhere you live, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, but if it rains all the time, I don't think it really has a chance to build up.
It does. It's actually the first hour is the worst.
Yeah.
And then the oil is kind of washed off. But, I mean, given I know some of the roads here get flooded because they're not built the right way. But and I understand that. But if you're on the freaking highway, move your ass. You're causing the accident because you're not driving.
Right.
You know?
They're going too slow.
Pisses me off.
I know. They should give tickets to drive too for people to drive too slow.
Right? You know they do on the East Coast. They do in Maryland.
They're supposed to.
They do. Like, if you're going too slow, you're ruining traffic, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Get off the road. Like, don't drive. You know, go on the side roads.
Yeah.
That things that make me go, or make me, irk me.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing how, you know, different towns have, like, different styles of driving and things like that. You know, because when you think about it, people come here from all over the place.
Right.
And they're used to driving differently. But then when they come here, they start driving in a certain way. You know?
I know. You know, just what irks me here, too? I'm on a rant now.
Yes, obviously.
Clearly. Is the fact that I think the most stupidest waste of energy, the waste of energy, is the stupid red lights you have to get on the highway. Why? What a waste. Put a stop sign there, because here's this. I don't listen to it. I go straight through that damn
really,
light.
Really? You go through the red?
Fuck yeah. Why am I going to stop going on a highway? I don't know. That's stupid. And you know why else? Because there's two lanes. If you're in the HOV lane, you don't have to stop.
Right.
Just the other stop. So you can't tell. I'm just going to go through it. I'm not waiting. Yeah. So it's stupid. Put a stop sign there and I'd stop, because then you could get me, then I could get a ticket for it, you know?
Yeah.
If you put a, it saves energy. This city is so fast.
What, you think you can't get a ticket for the red light?
No, because they have the HOV lane and you can just go right through it. And
yeah,
like, oh.
But what if there's a cop watching, you know?
God, watch it, because I've got an SUV. You're not going to know. My windows are blacked out. Have fun.
That's a good idea. Maybe
little
I'll
Sally, little
that.
Sally's in the back. I don't know. The dog. Anyway, no one knows.
At least here we don't have to pay for the roads we drive on, you know? Like back east, they have all those toll roads, right?
Only in some places.
Yeah.
No, not everywhere. Only Jersey. Jersey,
yeah,
yes.
Jersey has
New
a
Jersey,
lot.
They're everywhere. New York, right. And Florida. Roads on Florida. But only certain roads. You don't have to take those roads. They're quicker. That's why you take them. Bridges, yeah, you usually pay for bridges or tunnels, but it's like 50 cents. Who cares?
Yeah.
But it's a quicker way. You can go around it. You can avoid all those.
Oh, really?
It's just a quicker way to do it. Yeah.
How can you avoid a tunnel or a bridge?
Because you can go a different way around the city.
Mm. Really?
So, yeah.
Wow.
Like the Fort McHenry Tunnel is a tunnel that goes through Baltimore, through the harbor, the actual harbor. And it goes, like, you know, underneath all the water. But you can go around it. You can go another whole way. It'll take you longer, but you can go that way.
Wow.
Sometimes the tunnel is just quicker and you just do it, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, I wouldn't mind if they had some toll roads where we could drive fast on, you know, but there's nothing.
Well, they have that one thing that goes to, what's it, the 57 or
That. There's one on the way to San Diego.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean...
I know, I do like 120 on that one.
Yeah, right? See? Exactly.
We have somebody been trying to call. Let's see who is. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Hello, Mr. Dales. Hello, y'all. My name is Katrina.
Hi, Katrina.
Hi, okay. Is this Mr. Dales? Are you there?
Who?
Huh?
Dales. Huh?
Who are you calling?
For Mr. Dales.
For
all
Mr.
Y'all.
Dales.
So
oh, no, you're early. You're early. They're going to start at 11.
Oh, we already, because I'm in Greenville. I mean, I used to live in Greenville, Texas. Now I live in Rosenberg, Texas, close to Houston, Texas.
Yeah, and in about 45 minutes.
Yeah, you're on a different show. You're on.
This is another show together.
Where are you calling from?
Since I'm on a different show, can I talk to y'all for a little bit?
Sure. What do you want to talk about? She's desperate.
Is everything okay for all of y'all?
Yeah. Where in Texas are you?
You know where? Houston, Texas. Houston.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
You know what, Victoria?
No, I don't know Victoria, but near Houston, that's good enough.
Yeah.
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 But it's Rosenberg, I live here.
So what do you do for a living? What do you normally do? What in your daily life?
Right now, I'm a Michael Jackson fan.
Oh, okay.
And I was in a movie called Boys Don't Cry with Hilary Swank, but I didn't get far enough.
Oh, I see. So you ended up on the cutting room floor.
Yes, I was an extra, but I didn't know that was called an extra, but I didn't get far enough.
Yeah.
And now I found out more about extra. I looked it up.
Yeah.
They're all in Houston.
Sounds good. Now, what did you want to talk to Deals about? By the way, for those who don't know, it's Siggy Deals Jackson, who has
him.
A show here. Yeah, that's. So you wanted to talk to him? There's a lot of people who like to talk to him because he's from the Jackson family and he's got great music and stuff. So that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, give him a call in a little bit in about an hour or so.
I do my best, but I want to talk to y'all for a little bit. So
okay, but
we have
things to talk about. But if you want to talk about, if you want to talk to us, that's fine. But you got to have something you want to talk about.
What do y'all want me to talk about? I'm trying to.
Let me ask you this. Why do you want to talk to us?
Yeah.
Because y'all doing good and y'all famous, y'all on the radio station.
Well, now you're famous too.
So there you go.
Okay, well, we've got to run. We have another phone call. So take care, and we'll talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank y'all for letting me talk to y'all. See y'all later.
Sure, bye.
Oh, my God.
Okay, let's see. We've got another one.
Do we? Okay.
Yeah. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Good.
We're
how
fine.
You doing?
Not too bad. Not too bad. I just called in to see how your guys' weekend was and how you enjoyed the football game.
Are you calling to rub it in?
No, I'm not calling to rub it in. I know you were pissed off, of course, because your Ravens lost on Sunday. I was mad, too, because I wanted them to win because I hate the Patriots.
Yeah.
So I was pissed off that they lost, too. I mean, they were so close.
Yeah.
You wanted to be happy for Bridgetta, but it didn't work out, right?
No.
I mean, I thought about it. I knew as soon as they lost, I was like, oh, man, it's definitely not going to be a good day for her on Monday.
No, it wasn't.
No, I was a royal bitch all weekends, Sunday and Monday.
Yeah.
Well, half.
Well, what can you do? I mean, it happens, you know. Someone's got to win, someone's got to lose, but...
It was such crap, though. I mean, it was such crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the way they lost it, you know, the guy missing the field goal that would have sent it into overtime, that guy dropped the pass. Would have won the game. Actually, I blame the guy, the receiver, that dropped the pass in the end zone more than the kicker.
Yeah.
Because that would have won the game. It would have been it. It would have been over.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, well, you know? What are you going to do? You know, that's football for you. Some people win, some lose.
Yeah.
I feel like playing the Justin Timberlake song, Cry Me a River.
So you guys got any picks for the Super Bowl, Giants or Patriots?
You know
Patriots?
What? I don't even care about the
Super Bowl. Doesn't really care, and I don't really know. I think the Patriots are going to take it simply.
I hate them. I want them to die, so I'd rather have the Giants.
Because they seem to win a lot.
They're still cheaters. I can't remember the Giants Pats Super Bowl a couple years ago, and they were cheaters. And then on top of it, remember what happened with the Giants fans? Do you remember that being they were lighting things on fire.
Really?
I mean, it was insane. It was actually funny. So if anything, I'm going to go for New York, obviously. But I don't even care. Like, I'm so not in the spirit right now.
You know, usually when there's a Super Bowl, it's not your teams, you know. So you don't really care that much. You kind of just watch it for the game, for the party.
I'm going to watch it. I'm going to have a party. I'll have a party, but.
Yeah.
I just want to watch to see the Patriots lose, so.
Yeah.
Whenever there's a team that you don't like, it's always good to watch because you want to see them. You know, it's good to root against them and you want to see them lose. So I'm excited to see. Hopefully the Giants kick their ass on the Super Bowl Sunday.
Well, maybe it'll happen. Who knows?
Yeah. Hey, did any of you guys? I don't know if you guys watched that American Idol. I actually saw it. I think it was on TMZ last night.
Mm-hmm.
Did you? Well, I don't know. Do you guys watch American Idol?
I don't.
No?
I've been watching the auditions last week.
Have you been watching them, Sam?
Yeah, a little bit.
Did you see that super hot chick that was on there the other day?
Which one? The blonde one?
The one that she was like an NBA cheerleader. Did you see that one?
Oh, no, I did not see that one.
Oh, you didn't see it?
Is that the one on Sunday? I didn't see that.
I don't...
Yeah, I record them, so I don't remember when. Yeah, but...
I just saw it on TMZ last. I actually didn't see it. I saw it on TMZ. They were showing a clip of it yesterday.
Right.
That she went on there and auditioned, and like she supposedly, like so many people went online to search for her name or something, I guess, to try and like see pictures and stuff of her.
Huh. Uh-huh.
That they crashed one of her some kind of website or something. They said crashed.
Oh, really? No way! That's actually funny. Is she that hot?
Yeah, I mean, I got to be honest. This girl was so hot. I mean, this is my opinion, anyways. But this girl was so hot. It was in a way, it was almost like unreal. I mean,
no
she looked
way.
That good. It was like, it's like, you know what? Is this girl even real? I mean, this is like, this is like ridiculous. But the only thing that kind of bothered me was like, J-Lo, she didn't put her through. She told her no. She said, nah, I don't think you're ready. I don't think you're good enough. Right. And I was like, she sang pretty good. I mean, she had a good voice. It wasn't like she was just all looks. I mean, she could sing too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But J-Lo said no, and I was like, you know what? This is just total J-Lo just hating on this girl simply because of the fact that she's a hot chick. That's what it comes down to.
That's possible, you know.
Yeah,
it is possible. But I know Steven Tyler probably...
Steven and Randy loved it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he loves all these chicks. You know, I think it's kind of creepy, though. I mean, he's like, what, 60 years old? And you get these 15-year-old girls there, and he just, like, you know, checks them out and makes comments.
You got to see this girl, though, Sam.
Yeah.
I don't know if you had that one tape, but if not, yeah. I know because I saw.
I'm sure we'll find out about
I wrote her name down because I wanted to see her
Wait,
YouTube audition.
What's her name? What's her name?
Her name is Brittany Kerr, K-E-R-R.
Okay. Well, we'll check
Brittany
her out.
Brittany Kerr. Go to YouTube, and they have her video uploaded when she went in there and auditioned. Check it out, and you'll see you know what she looks like. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say she says she's a good singer, or I'm just
yeah. Well, you can go on there and watch it and see for yourself. I actually thought she was pretty good. She made it through because
wow,
Randy.
Wow, she is on TMZ, Smoking Hot
really?
American Idol.
Oh, did you find it?
Mass Bikini Photo Hunt crashes website.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
She's not. I don't think her face is hot. I don't.
You really? You don't
no,
think?
No.
I mean,
has
I thought she was really, really. I thought her face was really, really pretty.
Oh,
her
I think
body
it's
was
busted.
Wow.
I think so.
Yeah, I
think
she has
TMZ?
A good body, but I don't like her face.
Yeah, they showed her on TMZ last night. That's where I saw
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it says American Idol. You aren't the only one who Googled that smoking hot NBA cheerleader. Oh, she's an NBA cheerleader from American Idol this week. Thousands of other people did too, and TMZ has learned the massive surge in traffic crashed her manager's website. In case you
yeah.
missed Wednesday's episode, the smoke show's name is Brittany Kerr, a cheerleader for the Charlotte Bobcats. J-Lo wasn't that impressed with her audition, but Steven Tyler and Randy Jackson eagerly handed the girl a ticket to Hollywood. I mean, but in a way, it's like they want her on the show because just the fact that she's on the Charlotte Bobcats is going to raise more hype and attention for the show. So, and here's another thing. Here, just so you guys know, even though that Randy and all the, you know, like Randy and Steven and J-Lo are, you know, letting you know who's coming to Hollywood or not, it's not just them, just for people who watch the show, just right. out of reality TV so you know, it's also the producers. There's a lot yeah. that goes on behind camera that you guys don't see, and basically they're told also by the producers who they're going to choose and who they're not going to, because it helps with ratings.
Oh.
So obviously,
really?
Yeah, obviously, like this girl, you know, she plays on the Bobcats, Charlotte Bobcats, that's going to help with ratings because she's an NBA cheerleader.
Right.
So that's going to help their ratings a lot. So of course they're going to let her go, and I guarantee they're going to have her, she's going to stay a little bit further on because they want the ratings to be higher.
Yeah.
Plus
yeah.
the fact that this happened with the TMZ and the website crash and all that, she's getting
yeah.
attention. That means the show's getting attention. And then what they're going to do is they're going to tell J-Lo to pretend that you don't like her even more.
Oh,
so they're
going to
give her a bunch of shit. So I'm just letting you know this is probably what's going to happen.
Mm.
Just because that's what gives a show good ratings.
Really?
It's yeah. not just about, you know, the singing and all that. This is a show, guys.
So even during yeah. the auditions it happens like that?
Oh, hell yeah.
Really?
It's all what the producers
yeah.
want to see
okay.
because it's all about their ratings of what they're... Why do you think they show... Remember that that weird, the Asian guy who couldn't sing?
Yeah.
Whatever his
oh,
name
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
Right. Look, because they wanted the ratings. It was so funny and he's so stupid that they,
right.
they had him on there because it helped their ratings.
Right.
So it's
yeah.
the same thing here. You know, and it happens all the time, just as America doesn't know, so they think it's all up to Steven, Randy, and J-Lo, but it's not. They
right.
have the
yeah.
producers have so much. That's the network.
Yeah.
The network is the one deciding who's going to help their ratings or not.
Yeah.
Yes, they have a lot of say in some things, but
yeah.
there's also they can stop tape. They stop camera a lot.
Right.
And they say cut.
Yeah.
You guys don't see this because you
right.
only see the edited version.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
and they cut it a lot, and they're like, okay, let's redo this again. Bring her back in. Blah blah blah. We want her on or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
That's what happens all the time.
Yeah, you can see that they stage it for the most part, you know,
yeah.
in a way where it's all planned and everything.
A lot of it is. I mean,
yeah.
this is reality TV.
In
even though
editing.
It's reality, a lot of it is, you know, set up and staged. So,
yeah.
Now, a lot of things are real. Trust
right.
me. A lot of things are absolutely real. Like, they let things happen
yeah,
organically.
That's true.
But this thing is absolutely, I mean, it's a little bit fixed, just so
yeah.
you guys know.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right, Jesse. Well, thank you
yeah.
so much for calling, man. We always love to hear your voice.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. I'll talk to you probably sometime next week or something.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
But yeah, I guess people don't realize that, you know, what really goes on with the whole reality world.
Right.
You know, and I've been in that world for so long that I understand it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. So...
You should be a consultant for reality shows by
so
now.
Should I? I am more interested in selling my own ideas that I have going on right now.
Uh-huh.
So we're working on I have a few tricks up my sleeve.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I can't
yes.
wait to hear about them.
Yeah.
That'll be cool.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully
wow.
they'll sell soon and it'll be great. And I'll be like, I invented that. I created that.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I have a bunch of ideas that we're just trying to create and get out there. So... that's what I do on the side. Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
So your dad is sending you tires, huh?
Yeah.
All the way across the country.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, why not? I'm not a brat.
But do you need more than one?
I mean, no, but he's sending me four because he doesn't want to hear it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to send one, you might as well send four. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No. God, that's a big shipment to
receive. I know. I know. But, hey, I'll just store them for later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to change them all. What were we talking about before? I forgot what we were talking about.
You might as well change them before.
We
were talking about. I can't remember.
Hmm.
We talk about so many different things.
I know, but I was on a rant.
Yeah, I know. I know. I can't remember, but...
But it was funny.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes you see somebody's trying to call for so long, it's just, I feel bad. Let
oh, yeah. And we, ringing, yeah. And we absolutely want to, like, you know, answer everyone because they are our listeners to our show. And we want to keep them listening.
Yeah. Like the girl from Texas.
Yeah, exactly. That was pretty funny.
So then she needs to talk to us too.
I know some people get so starstruck, they just are like, oh my god, you're famous, and I'm like, okay dude, just chill, like chill out, take a breath, we're people, and if you have a question, just whatever,
she had absolutely
go along
nothing
with it
to say, you know?
Yeah,
I don't know what she's gonna tell Deals when she calls in, but
she'll get through.
Yeah
He'll
I know, like, he gets a lot of phone calls, man.
I'm sure
and he's featuring a song by his dad, I think, today, Jackson.
Wow, really?
Yeah. So I think he's got a new song or something. So we'll see.
Oh,
that'd
be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah, I know. I kind of follow him on Twitter, and it's pretty cool, you know? Yeah. So now I wanted to get to the Joe Paterno thing,
he
just died, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're having memorials for him and everything because the statue's still there in the university.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. I guess since you're into football, are you into college football too?
Not really. I mean, I pay attention a little bit here and there, but not really. It's not really my thing.
So did you know of him before the whole thing with the...
I mean, you know of him because he's really well-known. Yeah, he's a really well-known coach, and he's been there for years and years, and he's like, what, in his 80s? How old was he?
Is he? I don't think he's that old.
I think he's old.
Yeah, 70-something probably.
I don't know.
61-year career. No, 61-year career.
Yeah, so he's like in
his
80s.
Probably, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
I'm pretty sure he's in his 80s.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was about time to retire anyway. It sucks that it happened how it did.
Yeah.
But, because that's the thing. It's like, he's such a well-known coach. He's so respected. He did so much for Penn State, for so long that it really blows how it all happened. But you know what? Like, I see both sides. It is disgusting. That whole thing absolutely disgusts me. It is so gross. I mean, it pisses me off. But he did tell. People have to realize he didn't just sit back. Like, he did tell someone. And then the school decided to hush it. So it's Penn State that you need to be pissed off about, you know? Though if it were me in that situation, I'm not sure I know what I would have done. I would have raised a stink. I would have called all the news stations. I would have been a total psycho bitch about it and had, like, cops all up in that place. Whether the school hushed it or not, I'm going to make a big deal about it. I'm going to let all the news know. You know, but that's me.
Are you sure he reported this at the time?
He did. He reported it at the time to one of the heads of the school, and they hushed it. So that's what happened.
So why would he be involved in this? You know, I mean, the thing is this.
Because he knew about it, and the school told him to hush, or basically he'd be fired. And so he kept quiet after the school said, we'll handle it. They never did handle it. And he never, he spoke up to the school. The school knew what was going on, but they hushed it. So that's what's fucked up, you know?
Yeah. And I must have missed that part, man, because I was following this, but...
It's disgusting and awful. And, like, if I were in that situation, you know, I'm going to lose. And it sucks if, like, do I lose my job? What do I do? Blah, blah, blah. Well, that, are you kidding me? Like, I'm not going to, knowingly that happens there, I'm going to cause a scene. But that's me, though. I'm going to call everyone. I'm going to call TMZ. I'm going to call every news press. I'm going to let everyone know what's going on here. And the school board deal with it. Because Penn State needs to be, like, the heads need to be in trouble, you know?
Right.
But. Whatever. I mean, it sucks how it did. And he should have done more, but I mean, it's nothing you can change now.
Yeah, no, that's true. So they set his viewing for today. You know, that's another thing I don't understand about, viewing dead people.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get that? Do you get that?
Well, it's one last goodbye before they're put in the ground.
I know,
or
but they're not, it's like they're stuffed, you know? I mean, it's like...
Yeah, but I mean, it's like...
I don't want to see that.
Because,
you know,
well...
It's creepy, I think.
I don't mind
it's
it.
It's morbid.
I don't mind it.
No?
No, but I'm a weird morbid chick, so...
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, because let's say you haven't seen your cousin or your aunt or your friend in a couple years, but you keep in touch here and there, you know, talking or whatnot. So you come back for the viewing. You fly back because you're like, I kind of want to see one last time of a memory of them.
Yeah, but is that important? I mean, that's the last...
I know.
You know, the last time you see them, it doesn't look good. I know, it is a tradition.
Right.
It's just weird for me because, you know, in Judaism, you don't have that. You know, you mm-hmm. have to bury them, like, immediately.
Okay.
Because I guess you're supposed to release the soul, you know, as long as they're
right.
not buried... The soul is still
can't.
Supposed to be here, you
well,
know,
see, you
or whatever.
Know.
But, you know, I mean, I don't know about this stuff, but all I'm saying is that, you know, I just find it kind of morbid, you know,
yeah,
to,
I see what you're
to
saying.
Watch dead people like that.
And here, well, here's another thing I have to say about that, and this might sound really weird because I guess it derived from Christianity, maybe, but they've changed it. So I believe that, and this is just me, but I believe that your soul, I mean, yes, you want your soul to go on, but you're still here, like your spirit is still stuck here
uh-huh.
until like around October 31st, All Hallows Eve, which is when all the spirits are supposed to arise. That's why you wear costumes. You know that? That's why you wear costumes. To scare the ghosts so they don't go inside you.
Yeah.
And that they're supposed to go where they're supposed to, like, up above or below or wherever they're supposed to take off to. That's when all the spirits arise and are sent
yeah.
off throughout the year. All the deaths through the year, they're sent off. And that's where Halloween came from. Most people don't realize that.
Right.
But All Hallows Eve and then All Hallows Day is the day that they're gone. It's a day of, like, new beginnings.
So you believe all the souls wait for October 31st?
I don't know. I'm weird. There's a lot of souls here.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many, like, ghosts and haunted. I mean, and that's another thing. When someone dies, when they pass on, like, I don't know, but for me, I've noticed, you know, they're still around.
Mm-hmm.
They hang around for a while.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, my grandfather's around. I know that. And there's pennies everywhere. And it's just interesting. Or, like, the doors close. And I know it's him. No,
wow.
I'm serious. Yeah. Like, that's what I believe. Like, they're around still. They linger around. That's why when you have a loved one that has passed away, if you have a dream about them, it's kind of them within the next couple of days of them, you know, mm-hmm. passing. It's like, it's them kind of coming, letting you know it's okay or whatnot.
Really?
And, yeah.
Hmm.
They talk about that all the time. But
yeah.
yes, I kind of feel they're still here. They don't fully move on until around then. I mean, maybe they do, but I just feel like most souls stay until they're like, released around then.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just always grew up. I know it's like an old, old way because not everyone realizes that's what All Hallows Eve is.
Right.
But yeah, like the Day of the Dead. That's what, you know, a lot of the Latin America or Latinos, they celebrate the Day of the Dead because that's what it is. It's a celebration of them arising, you know, and going to where they're supposed to go. You
yeah.
know the Day of the Dead, right?
Yeah. Day of the Dead? No.
Dias de los Muertos.
No, I don't know
Day
that
of the Dead.
One.
Really?
No.
Oh, okay. That's one of my favorite. Well, because it's Halloween. It's one of my favorite celebrations. On Halloween. Okay.
Okay.
But anyway, for those listening out there, Dias de los Muertos. Anyway.
So, yeah, that's paternal.
you're like, oh, that's him.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
Now, did you hear that? I guess this is news because Disney now allows theme park employees to grow beards and goatees.
Really?
I guess up until now, you can have facial hair if you work
you know,
for Disney.
You know, that is so disgusting now that I think about it because, like, you just look like, I don't know, because they want everyone to look like a kid and be like a kid, but in a way, it's like, well, that's just gross.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What's gross, the beard or not having a beard?
Not having one. Now, like, I'm looking into it deeper, like,
uh-huh.
now that you say it. Like, I wouldn't have noticed before. But now that you're saying it, like, you should be allowed to wear whatever you want. But it's, like, the fact that Disney wanted to keep it young and, like, everyone's shaven and clean shaven or whatever. I guess they
right.
wanted to keep it the young spirit. I think that's gross because, in a way, you've got these, like, I don't know. Now I'm just being gross. Now I'm just, I'm my head's elsewhere. I'm just thinking of, like, old men that have to shave all the time, like, little kids coming in, and it's like, hey, little kid, you know, I'm, like, it's just, like, they're trying to be younger than they are, and it's creepy. It's creepy!
Yeah. Well, it's supposed to be, like, a fantasy land, you know?
I guess, but I find
but,
it creepy.
Yeah, at the same time, you know, they're saying that up until 2 years ago, female employees were not allowed to work in a skirt with bare legs.
Mm.
That's only, like, up to 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. I mean, today's...
It's because of the kiddies. They got to watch out. You know, there's a lot of, like,
yeah.
the priests raping
but
kids.
But what's
so
going to happen
what
to
if
the
Mickey,
kid?
What if Mickey winds up raping one of the kids? Oh, my God.
But
horrible.
They're not talking about the ones that are costumed, you know?
What are you, oh, the ones that are
yeah,
non-costumed.
Yeah, yeah, because if you mm-hmm. have a costume, people can't even tell, you know? But
I've always
yeah,
wondered,
I wonder the
is
danger.
Minnie Mouse really a guy? You don't know.
It's possible.
You can't see inside. You don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it really matter?
I just wonder. I just wonder those things.
But maybe they need to give her, like, a female walk, you know? Maybe a guy wouldn't be able to walk the same.
I don't know. There's a lot of guys in West Hollywood who can pull it off. All I'm saying. I mean, if you got the swagger. And you're not really walking like a girl. It's Minnie. Like, you know, she's wearing this huge Oompa Loompa suit, you know? Yeah. It's going to be hard to walk in anyway. Hard to see out of. Ew.
I know. Can you imagine being in that thing all day?
I couldn't do it.
Sweaty and hot and other people... other people have worn
sweat
it before
and
you.
Sweat and spit and all inside. And it smells. Like, how do you wash or clean it? It's so gnarly. Like, ew, you're like, touching other people. Blah. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
So gross.
Well,
I was younger, they had the Michelin Man a lot of times at my dad's booths when, like, they used to do shows back in the day. And I really wanted to be the Michelin Man. So I got inside the suit, and it smelled like assholes. So I got out really quicker than I got in it. And I was like, I'm not doing this. But there's a fan inside. There's a fan inside like, goes off. So, like, you know, it cools you off. But, and I'm sure nowadays they've developed even more. But, yeah, it's, that's stinky.
Yeah.
Ugh. Gnarly.
Michelin Man.
Thanks for that bringing me back. What the hell? We are so random today.
I know.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to talk about this, too. This is something else that irks me.
Yeah.
You know what I really hate? I really hate when people drop names. It's like, oh, let me pick that up for you. Like, seriously? Okay, I remember, like, going to the Ravens Bar. I was there, like, I don't know, 2 weeks ago. And we're there, and these guys are really nice. But this one guy, it's like every word out of his mouth is, I know them. And I'm like, I don't care that you know them.
Yeah.
It was like, he's like, I know the owner of the Orioles. And, like, my friend and I are just sitting here looking at each other like, so do we, motherfucker. We're not gonna lie. I'm not going to tell you that. Like, yeah. I just, it doesn't matter. And he's like, exactly. I know them and this and that. And then some song came on. He's like, you know where that song came from? It comes from hockey. Oh, because it was one of the chants that us Ravens do. God, what was it? I forget what one of our chants is. And he's like, why are they doing that? I'm like, because it comes from that song. I think it was like Third Eye Blind or something. I can't remember. And he's like, no, it's not. It's because of hockey does it. And I knew that because my friend plays for NHL. And he starts dropping names. And I'm like,
wow. So?
Like, it was just, I'm like, it just irks me. Like, every person. And I forget what he said. And then I caught him in a few lies because I'm like, I know that person too. And that's not it. It's just, I hate that. I hate, why is like, and that's the thing. To know that someone's lying is when they have to name drop. When the first thing you meet them is like a name falls out of their mouth on the ground. You're like, let me go pick. It's actually funny. I like doing that. Let me pick that name up for you and hand it back to you. Because now I know you're full of shit. You know, because you know what? If you actually know somebody, you don't say that you do. You know, you just, you don't.
You no,
don't
you
say
don't.
That you do.
You don't.
It's not a big deal.
Exactly. In
They're
fact, you try to, yeah. I mean, in fact, you try to hide it because you want to keep it like a normal friendship.
Right.
If you are friends with them.
Exactly.
You know, but if you just seen them somewhere
right.
and said hi to them, that's not knowing them.
It's not the first thing that like you're like when you meet. I mean, if you're friends with like, you know, if we're in conversation, I'm going to say, oh, I happen to know that person, blah, blah, blah. That's not a big deal. But it's like if I first meet someone and those are the words are, oh, I know this person. And I know that person. Blah, 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 blah. That's the first words out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Then you're full of fucking shit.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. Like, that just things that irk me, especially in LA. Like, just because you know people doesn't make you cool.
No, not at all.
You know, like,
it's easy to know people around here. There's so many of them.
Yeah. And I look at him like, you're a pathetic person. The fact that you have to name drop every 2 minutes, another name falls out of your mouth because you're so insecure with yourself. That's why you have to name drop other people. Like, it doesn't make you any cooler. Now you look like a douche.
Yeah. Or
like
maybe he thinks it makes him look cooler.
No, like I actually wanted to be like, honey, let me pull you aside and show you how to get girls. Because this is clearly why you don't have them. Because you drop names.
Yeah. I don't know the stories I hear about LA men.
It's just pathetic.
It's just dreary. Yeah. I don't know what I'd do if I were a woman. But you know, I've got to insist, though, that, you know, with so many millions of people here, there's got to be some great guys, you know?
There are.
You just need to find them.
There are. Slowly. Yeah. There are.
Yeah.
There are here and there. Yes, there are some great
so
guys.
So the guys that you date, mostly what? You meet when you go out, or is it people you work with, or?
It usually winds up being somebody that I met with by working, maybe.
Right, right.
It's always different. But, yeah, usually it's someone that I like... I don't, someone, it's never anyone from a bar. Like, it's never random, like, because it's just, you can't. Like,
you don't like that.
No, I don't. Yeah. I mean, it could happen and you could, like, remain friends with someone from the bar, right. But it's never going to turn into anything because it's just a bar. Like, you just, I don't know. Like,
yeah, but what if you get to know them a little
maybe,
bit and you like them? You
maybe,
know?
But it never, for me, it never winds up that way. It's always like, the ones I find that are, that I relate to better are just chance meetings, whether it's like, a friend of a friend. Or I was working and I met them on set or on a shoot or whatever, like, or
that's
working
usually
on
how it happens.
Another show or whatever. It could be like that.
Yeah, because it's easy because you don't, it's not like you're on the make, you know, when you're like doing this. You just kind of like, you know, you get to know each other and all this, and then suddenly you're dating, you know, or going out or something, you know.
Well, yeah, and it's like not that you really think about it, too. Like, if you go and look for it, if you go and look for, like, oh, I want to find somebody, you're never going to find it. Like, you just don't. It's like you always – it's funny because I feel like every person that I have met and, like, I've been with in the past for a long time that have worked out, it's, it just happens.
Yeah.
Like, it's just – you don't look for it. You just kind of, like, meet them, and then it's like, bam, and it just happens, you know? It's like you when you least expect it. And I think those are more organic. I guess, in a way.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we got the dating picture all together and clear, so so we know what the hell. All right, Brigitta, that's the end of the show. Thank you so much for showing up, even despite the
tire. Damn tire, I swear. Please let them be here tomorrow. UPS man, if you're listening, deliver my tires.
Right.
Oh, so tomorrow we have Miss Texas, Shanna Olson here.
Ah, wow. Mm-hmm. Well,
she'll
I'll
be
take
in studio.
A Miss Texas any day.
Mm-hmm.
Texas women are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they really are. I've met a few of them, and exceptionally beautiful. I don't know why that is, but I think many like Miss USA and Miss America.
A lot
from
are,
Texas,
they do, but it's a big state. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But they know how to raise their girls.
What are you trying to say about Maryland as well, Brad? What are you talking about?
All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. To get in contact with the show, please send email to info@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.